There's a boy named Charlie whose teeth rarely showed. For him, the smiles are hard, you see. He's lacking the beliefs to grow. His parents have been divided, but not divorced, of course. What Charlie needs isn't provided, and in private, they scream until they're hoarse. He wants to go out to play, but he never gets the chance. He doesn't know what to say when he's asked about the ambulance that came to his house after the yelling and fighting. His mouth is filled with doubt, and he needs help with spelling and writing. His teachers have their suspicions, but they can't get to the truth. With so many dads in prison, they see how it affects the youth. They want to believe in something, so they pick Charlie's family. Where there's a back, there's a front, you see. They call on Charlie randomly to draw pictures of his happy home. So he does, straight faking. They notice he's got lunch money, but they don't notice that his knees are shaking. He's got blonde hair, he's got blue eyes, oh he's so cute. That's what he always hears. But he feels rotten at the root, cause no one will catch his tears. The teachers think he's great, kids treat him like a god. Plus, it's just inner hate, so why ruin that facade? There's a girl who sits by him, her name is Lachelle. She has a deep cut on her shin, it's a scar from the one time that she fell. You see, she was jumping rope with her friends, just laughing in the sunshine. She said, "Watch this, Jen." And she tripped on the rope the one time. She didn't wear knee pads, so she didn't know what to do. She ran up to the nearest car. It was an officer dressed in blue. He was about ready to hit the bar, so he wasn't in the mood for this. Nah, not on this day. He was already feeling rude and pissed, cause he didn't get his overtime pay. So he didn't have much to say before he took a deep breath, looked at Lachelle, and straight walked away. Lachelle's parents were doctors. Oh yes, they were. They took her to the park for soccer, and they invested in her. But this day they were gone, had a medical convention, and she didn't have anywhere to go. She used band-aids and towels, but the blood continued to flow. See, in school she got good grades, could recite all the facts, but she stayed away from all A's and chose to sit in the back. In fact, she sat next to Terrell, who was known to erupt. The teacher said,
Are you okay, Lachelle?
But she didn't look up. The teacher looked down at her shin. The blood was still red, stuck to her brown skin. The teacher was shaking her head.
Is there something you want to say?
No, I can't say that there is.
Well, go to the office and stay. I think someone's beating their kids.
That's what the teacher thought. Not knowing, she hid her judgments under her glasses. She thought she protected Lachelle by removing her from classes. While her parents had to go to tons of meetings, and Lachelle felt so alone, there were accusations of beatings and threats of foster homes. Lachelle and Charlie, they're now grown, not knowing their teacher's views became their own.